Now's the time where we're going to do a words of encouragement, University of Toronto. He's quoted saying, most people need a long-term intimate relationship. Otherwise, a person gets lonely, they get bored, and slowly become crazy. People need friends, family, and children surrounding them, if you have them, and surrounded by people of your extended family. People need goals, long-term goals, or they start to suffer. Our antidote to suffering is truth. Truth precedes peace. And real peace is through an intimate relationship with God. That is the true peace. There's nothing more important than our relationship with our Creator. Our success, our eternal goal, begins with this intimate relationship. Our God communicates with His people. We see this throughout the Scriptures as the Lord directs His people and communicates with them, displaying His nature as an involved Father who loves, leads, and guides through His Holy Spirit and His Word. It is good to know that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The problem may be that we are not willing to change. The Bible is clear that God is no respecter of persons. Therefore, we can expect our Heavenly Father to grow us in every way, if we are willing. And this includes our level of intimacy with Him. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, is recorded, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." We see growth in intimacy in the lives of believers throughout Scripture. For example, Moses and Joshua led God's people from Egypt and into the promised land, not Moses, land of Canaan with Caleb. Moses was not permitted to enter Canaan. Throughout those years in the desert, they followed the Lord. They learned His views and His ways of thinking. He talked to them about what was most important to Him and how they were to respond to the various challenges around them. Not only was He continuously watchful and present, but God showed Himself as an engaged Father who desired for His children to not just follow Him, but to know Him intimately. What an amazing role model for all fathers today, engaging in the lives of their children. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Along with studying His Word and understanding through His Holy Spirit, the Lord gave us prayer as a means of communicating with Him, a way of growing closer to Him. Prayer is a conversation in which we speak to God and He responds, sometimes not in the way we expect or understand. This conversation strengthens us, helps us focus, and brings us into a greater fellowship with our Maker. Just as it is with our closest friends and family members, the more we speak to God, the more we come to know His character. Prayer is a key factor in relationships with God. Our God is living and active in the lives of His people every day. We can pray and ask God that we thirst for true understanding, asking for guidance from Him. What should I be working on to glorify You, Father? Or do we need to work on our pride, our own bitterness? If we beg Him for the spiritual food to overcome these things, He will feed us. Jesus said in John 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. He desires that we be children who not only know our Father, but partner with him in a work of the kingdom to bring his good plans about in our lives and the lives of those around us. It is important to take time and reflect on the Lord's faithfulness. Times of reflection help produce gratitude in our hearts in the moment and can strengthen us in more difficult times of trials, tribulations, leading us to grow to growth and intimacy with our Father. We can truly become living epistles that not only know the history of God's work, we also can be transformed followers of strength and compassion in every situation, and retaining those memories of what our Father has done enables us to encourage others to overcome in their time of trial as well. We are able to point to the one who is faithful and true, and to help them draw closer to God on their own path towards greater intimacy. In Revelation 21:7, it says, He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 6, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Hunger and thirst are pretty strong desires. When a man or a woman is hungry or thirsty, the only thing that they have on their mind is to find food and drink. He knows that they know that they will die unless those needs are met soon. They are driven to satisfy those needs. Now that's how we should seek to know our God. In Luke 10:21 through 24, In that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one whom the Son wills to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said, He said to them privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it.